It's time for your Did You Know show. And yep, Brent decided he wanted to take this weekend off. He was going to visit his family or something like that. So I'm going to kind of take over for today. And we actually have Jake here with us for our little bit right here. So how you doing, Jake?
I am living the dream now. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. And the Did You Know show here, this is the first time you've ever done it.
It's the very first time. A little nervous, but I think we got some good facts today. Very interesting.
For sure. So you can go ahead and do yours first.
All right. So first fact of the day, found out that Cleopatra is an Egyptian. So turns out that she ruled for about 20 years, but she was never Egyptian. She was actually Greek.
She was Greek?
Yeah. She was one of the last rulers whenever they still worshipped a lot of different gods instead of just one.
Okay.
And was the last of her era. Yeah. So I don't know how she quite got to be an Egyptian.
Yeah.
I'm not the best at geography, but it seems like a little bit of a distance.
There is definitely a distance between Egypt and Greece for sure.
Yeah.
But dang, okay, that's different.
Yeah, I wish they would've
never would have guessed.
Taught that in school, but
yeah, for sure. Everybody thinks that you know, they got the pictures of her dressed up as an Egyptian and
right.
All that, and she's actually Greek.
Never knew.
All right, well, there you go. There's that one, and then mine is going to be about some American historic beaches. So I'm going to start off with, did you know that Coney Island in New York once had a 12-story elephant-shaped building?
How do you shape a building like an elephant?
I don't know. Whoever was the architect back then
did a pretty good job. Was there like a mold that they just like build it around the elephant?
So it's made out of wood, actually. So, I mean, probably not. I guess they just had a really good carpenter. And it was a long time ago. It was back in 1884, actually just before the Statue of Liberty went up.
Oh, that's...
And so it went up shortly before the statue. So two big iconic things kind of went up in New York at the same time. And the elephant itself was about 122 to 175 feet tall, and that depends on the source.
Goodness.
And I know that's a big difference, 122 to 175, but you got to think this was back in 1884. You know, their measurement system was...
A little room for error.
Yeah, just a little bit, just slight.
It's just really big. I mean,
yeah, it's really big, and it was actually like it truly was a building. So it had one of those... hold on, I can tell you exactly what it's called in just a second if I could find it on here. Okay, there you go. It was a Howdah. I think that's how you pronounce it. And it's that kind of saddle that has the canopy over it that you like see in movies and stuff that are on elephants. So it had one of those, and you could stand up on it and use it as an outlook. And then it also, visitors could peer out of the elephant's glass eyes from within the building if they went to the head region. The building also had a lot of other functions. Its front legs, each 18 feet in diameter, they both housed a tobacco shop and a diorama, while its back legs were the spiral staircases that actually went up to the upper floors. And so they actually called this the Elephantine Colossus. Yep, that's how you pronounce that. And then it originally was built to be a hotel. So it actually has 31 rooms inside of it. It fills its body region. And that also includes a grand hall, a museum, and a gallery. Although it was more used as a concert hall. Well, eventually what ended up happening is it turned into, instead of a nightly type of rented out hotel, it became a rent by the hour.
Mm.
And then one of the historians decided to start calling it the 10 elephant-shaped red light district.
Oh, goodness.
So eventually it actually burnt down. So it was in 1896 is when out of nowhere this elephant actually burned down. And so it's weird because it did little to no damage to the surrounding businesses. And it's right there on the beachfront where so much popularized and a lot of people were there, businesses. So it's kind of odd that it just burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. So, yeah, back then, it went up, and the Statue of Liberty went up, and when people would come to see the Statue of Liberty, the other attraction was actually this giant elephant.
I think that's a travesty that it burnt down. And to me, I think seeing the elephant would be much cooler than the Statue of Liberty.
Because
it was 200-foot-tall
elephant
Coney Island.
Elephant out of wood.
And
that
I could
go
stay
inside.
The night in it, you
right.
know?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Can't beat that.
But there you go. There's your two Did You Know shows for today. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in Monday through Friday at 2:45. We'll see you next week.